You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Thank you. Slitting a little girl's throat is like cutting warm butter. Put the knife away and shut your mouth. I love listening to your little pissant soldiers trying to talk tough. They make me laugh. If Matrix was here, he'd laugh too.
Mr. Bennett, my soldiers are patriots.
Your soldiers are nothing. Matrix and I could kill every one of them in a blink of an eye. Remember that.
Are you trying to frighten me?
I don't have to try. When Matrix finishes the job, he'll be back for his daughter. Now, whether she's alive or dead, doesn't matter. Then he'll be after you. Now, the only thing between Matrix and you is me.
It is you that is afraid, Mr. Bennett. You are afraid of Matrix.
Of course, I'm smart. But I have an edge. I have his daughter.
We'll be right back. He sees through it, Archie. I know him and his jibes.
And you think it would count against us if he knew? He has another 300 acres to plant and prune, and all for the price of a paltry 1,000 Scotch pounds. A fair price by any reckoning.
Archie, sir, I must speak with you. I am dismissed from service on account of my state.
And what is your state, pretty Betty?
You know well, I'm with your child. And he... this one has made report of it.
Ah, Betty, my report did nothing your belly would not announce on its own.
Archie, what am I to do?
Root it out. If Killearn here does not know an old crone with a twig, I miss my guess.
It's gone too far for that.
Then it will not be the first bastard born in Scotland.
Archie, I love you!
Love is a dunghill, Betty, and I am but a cock that climbs upon it to crow.
We walked the loneliest mile. We smiled without any style. We kissed altogether wrong, no intention. We lied about each other's strengths. We lived without each other.
I want to address why I left in the first place. You know, people wonder if I left because maybe I'm a sore loser. Maybe I am.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Shawn Michaels, the World Wrestling Federation champion, I want to make something very clear, because it might not have seemed like it at the time, but Shawn Michaels beat me fair and square right in the middle of the ring, and there's no excuses for it. I might not be real thrilled about it, but I knew when I climbed back through the ropes after that 60-minute match, I knew what was at stake, and I lost, and I have no excuse for it. You know, I consider Shawn Michaels my opponent, not my enemy. But Shawn Michaels, there's just something about you that really bugs me.
Something about you that bugs me.
Shawn Michaels, you might be a little younger than I am. You might be a little more, you might even be a little more popular. Well, there's people out there that might think that Shawn Michaels is even a little bit cuter than I am. Shawn Michaels is a great wrestler and he's done a great job as champion. But there's two things that Shawn Michaels will never, ever be. He will never, ever be as tough as me.
With all due respect.
And he will never, ever be as smart as me.
Not so certain I would concur with.
I think Richard Nixon said it best.
Then again, it may be true.
You learn from defeat, and you come back and you beat him the next time. Which is why I've decided to accept the challenge of the best wrestler in the WWF today. And in the Survivor Series, I will face Stone Cold Steve Austin. I might be a little rusty, and maybe I won't be. But Steve Austin, I want you to know one thing. Madison Square Garden. It's not a church, but it's holy ground. And Steve Austin, Stone Cold, we'll see who kicks whose ass in Madison Square Garden.
Sickening, McMahon.
It's overwhelming, it's what it is.
Since I've been off, I've had a chance to really think about a lot of things. And I owe everything I got to my fans all around the world. I got the most incredible fans all over the world, from Germany to the United States, Canada. It's an incredible honor and a privilege to have fans like that. And it's something I take quite seriously about being a role model. And I think that the one thing that's been missing in the World Wrestling Federation for about the last 5 or 6 months has been me.
No doubt about it. It's
been the nicest 6 months I've ever seen.
I just want to say, you know, people ask me, why am I coming back? Why do I want to come back?
Yeah, why?
It's not that much fun sometimes, especially if you can afford not to, to come back and get kicked around and beat up. It's a tough job and it's a hard way of life. And I got to go home and spend a lot of time with my family. There's this one little boy in Canada that basically worshipped me, and I was his biggest hero. And it's something I take an incredible amount of pride in. And this little boy, one day he got real sick. And it didn't take very long, it took just a matter of a few hours. And this little boy became the sickest little boy in Canada. And I went to his bedside, and I promised this little boy on his last legs, when they didn't think he would make it through the night, I promised this little boy that if he would just pull out of that, if he just come through, if he could just kick out, that I would come out of retirement for him. And as soon as I said that in his ear, he started to come out of it. Well, I wish I could tell you I have a happy ending here, but I don't. Just when we thought this little boy was going to turn the corner, he didn't. And that little boy passed away. And that little boy was my nephew. But the reason that I've decided to come back, and people can think all they want to, and they can guess that I've come back, that I planned this out a long time ago, but the fact of the matter is, from that very day, I promised myself that I would come back, and I would give wrestling fans and little kids all around the world somebody that they can look up to, somebody that doesn't necessarily... Hey, I can't dance, and I don't pose too well for girly books. But I am the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. And I'm back. Thank you very much.
Yes! The Hitman is back! And Mr. Perfect will be back as well! In action! When we return with more of Monday Night Raw! The Hitman, Bret Hart is back!
We'll be right back. So to solve that problem, I created a lifelike latex left breast molded from his mother's actual left breast. So this way, LJ would avoid any nipple confusion.
You're avoiding confusion by strapping a boob on a man?
Well, yes, believe it or not, it is less confusing because of the texture of the
Mom?
Breast itself.
I guess it's very, creative. It's very creative.
Ba-ba-da-da-ba-ba-bum! A little birdie told me that one of our guests here is a Tom Collins man.
Oh, for pity's sake. Isn't that
everybody,
nice, Jack?
That is nice. Thank you.
All right, wait, don't drink. I want to make a toast. Now, I had a vasectomy in 1974.
73, huh?
You're right, 73. So unfortunately, I never had a chance to procreate a daughter. But had I been able to, I really would have wanted a girl as sensitive and as intelligent and as beautiful as this young lady sitting right here before us.
Thank you, Bert.
And if I might add, she's not an accident.
Yeah. I thought you had a sister.
Nope.
No sister. You said you had a sister. You said you milked your sister's cat.
Okay, I'm not done yet. What I'm trying to say is, it's taken far too long to do this, you know, but we're finally all together.
Aww. That's nice, honey.
Oh, thank you. All right, that's enough. L'chaim, everyone.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
L'cha. Like you have popcorn stuck in the throat. It's a ha.
Okay, it's a family.
Oh, I forgot. I want to say one more thing about my vasectomy.
One
testicle. What?
Honey, get yourself over here, huh?
I went overboard?
A little bit, honey. But
no,
okay.
I know. It's just because...
You're so cute, they forgive you anything.
God, you're so beautiful. You are the sexiest woman alive, I mean.
You're just trying to get me back into bed.
Or the hammock.
Bernard, this is a delicious Tom Collins.
What I did is I used real lemon juice. It's from our trees here. That's the secret.
He was squeezing all afternoon.
Yes. And, Jack, I managed to make some lemon juice, too.
That's
oh, okay. You all right?
Are you okay, honey?
Return. Nobody's up there. It's a disaster.
There's your baby.
Oh. Oh, my God.
There's a hand.
Oh.
And an arm. And there's the feet.
Oh, would you look at that?
Whoa, check out baby big head. Dude, that thing is freaky looking.
Excuse me, I am a sacred vessel, all right? All you've got in your stomach is Taco Bell.
Mm.
It's amazing that there's actually saps that cry at this.
What? I'm not made of stone.
Well, there you have it. Would you like to know the sex?
Yes.
No.
Please.
No,
definitely.
No, there's no sex.
Planning to be surprised when you deliver.
Well, no, I want Mark and Vanessa to be surprised, and if you tell me, I'll just, like, ruin everything.
Are Mark and Vanessa your friends at school?
No, they're the adoptive parents.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
What's that supposed to mean?
I just see a lot of teenage mothers come through here. It's obviously a poisonous environment to raise a baby in.
How do you know that I'm so poisonous, you know? Like, what if these adoptive parents turn out to be, like, evil molesters?
Or, like, stage parents.
They could be utterly negligent. Maybe they'll do a far shittier job of raising a kid than my dumbass stepdaughter ever would. Have you considered that?
No, I guess not.
Yeah. What is your job title exactly?
I'm an ultrasound technician, ma'am.
Well, I'm a nail technician, and I think we both ought to stick to what we know.
Excuse me?
Oh, you think you're so special because you get to play picture pages up there? My 5-year-old daughter could do that, and let me tell you, she's not the brightest bulb in the tanning bed. So why don't you go back to night school in Mantino and learn a real trade?
Bren, use a dick. Love it.
Nearly every night I stay awake, and I don't understand it myself. Living on the edge, it's almost real. You can't depend on me. Breaking away from sanity, showing the ghost inside of me. I'm running away from you and me. Breaking away from sanity. Breaking away from sanity. Talk to myself when you're not there. Oh, if you could read my mind. I'm chained to nothing, but it's all chained to me. You can't depend on me.
your house. Marty Jannetty, who recently made his return to the World Wrestling Federation, will step into the squared circle and meet the man who makes his world premiere. Goldust.
Hollywood.
The town that put the gold into Goldust.
Come with me if you want to live.
The way I see it, gold can be as much a blessing as a curse.
You either have it, or you don't.
That's why they call me
So tonight, one of the most
unusual,
weird,
strange superstars ever in the World Wrestling Federation will be in the squared circle. And his name is Goldust. He'll be in action against Marty Jannetty, as we said, who's made his return to the World Wrestling Federation, a two-time tag team champion, best known as one of the Rockers with his partner, Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid. It's going to be a great matchup tonight.
Dedicated to Chief Doug.
Take 22, coming one.
And the guy across the street.
I hung your picture on the wall, and that's all it is. I break my fingers to make a call, and that's all it is. I know you're living way out west, and I'll think that I confess everything I feel. You say you got no faith in things that you can't see. Well, I'm sorry I ain't there with you, but you ain't here with me. I'm down in all my fears, but I ain't crying no tears over you. Everything's wrong. Well, it's alright. Everything's wrong. Well, it's alright. You said that this is crazy, you're half a world away. I'm sitting there thinking, but I didn't know what to say. So I said something I can't touch. I always want way too much anyway. 'Cause everything's wrong. Well, it's alright. Everything's wrong. Hung your picture on the wall, but that's all it is. I break my fingers to make a call, and that's all it is. I know you're living way out west. Don't get me wrong, I'm not impressed with you no
here with the lawn. It's a lovely place. Lovely. Just the ticket for young marrieds. And my firm will even finance the mortgage.
Well, my mother's paying for it.
She's become a firm these days. Well, what do you think, Helen? Is it a home?
It's close to the college where I'll be teaching.
Yeah, coastal supermarket where I'll be shopping.
Just like our house. I work and my husband putters around the house.
My husband doesn't putter. He's a writer. His novel was just published, Procrastination by T.S. Garp.
T.S. Garp? Not the bastard son of Jenny Fields! Oh, I loved your mother's book! Loved it! Oh, I keep buying them and my husband keeps burning them. Oh, and you write too. Isn't that nice? You must be so proud of your mother.
Oh, I'm very, very proud of Mom.
Down there?
Yeah, I'm okay. We're all right. But are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. You mind if I use your phone?
Sure, if you can find it.
Thanks a lot.
We'll take the house.
Garp.
Honey, honey, the chances of another plane hitting this house are astronomical. See, it's been pre-disastered. I'm gonna be safe here.
Don't say I don't love you, because I stays out all night long. Don't say I don't love you, because I stays out all night long. Boy, and I don't know what's going on. Don't say I love you, because I don't hold you in my arms. Don't say I don't love you, because I don't hold you in my arms. By me being a country boy, and I always will treat you wrong. Don't say I don't love you, girl, because I don't never treat you right. Don't say I don't love you, honey, because know I'm a country boy. I just love to stay out every night.
Library. Come on, we gotta go pick up my sister. Let's go. Before he's born. All right?
These specs slop. Still betting Yankees pretty heavy. Help the stuff take an actual out, right? We lost enough money last week on the game. Oh, come in.
My sister again, I'll kill you.
Seven.